This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Last week, we found out the answer to a question that has been dogging the House majority since October 3rd. Was the ouster of Speaker Kevin McCarthy on principle or was it personal? Tuesday, we found out. It was personal. Remember, Matt Gaetz had offered the privilege resolution vacating the chair after McCarthy proposed, then passed with a lot of Democrat support, a continuing resolution funding the government until November 17th. Soon thereafter, he was gone from his leadership role. Eight Republicans, including Gaetz, mad about the CR and McCarthy's negotiating with House Democrats, joined every Democrat in removing him as Speaker. And, of course, that set off a mad scramble to elect a new Speaker, settling on Mike Johnson of Louisiana after Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, then Tom Emmer all failed. The reason I say it was personal by Gaetz was the fact that by a nearly identical roll call, the Speaker, in this case Johnson, working with those same Democrats, passed yet another CR this week, this one with two separate suspense dates. The vote on Tuesday was 336-95, with 93 Republicans opposed. But at present, Speaker Johnson is spared the retribution from his rank and file that McCarthy got. I join my other three Arkansas colleagues in voting for the temporary funding bill. As you know, I'm not a fan of government shutdowns, and while I have fought for process reforms, we still live under the threat of CRs, big omnibus packages, or shutting down the government. Fortunately, we didn't cast a dark shadow over Thanksgiving or Christmas with a lapse in appropriations. But here's the bad news. We now have two new suspense dates, January 19th for four of the 12 appropriation bills, and February 2nd for the eight others, including defense. So the clock is ticking yet again, but this time, Speaker Johnson has said he will not consider another short-term CR. So we either get the FY24 appropriations bills signed into law, or we'll be talking about a shutdown a month ahead of Super Tuesday in March. So here's the challenge. The House majority has demanded the bills be written at significantly lower levels than our Senate counterparts. That has to be reconciled. And with 93 Republicans turning their nose up to the latest CR, you know what that means. There's a fight ahead. I predicted a year ago we'd be in this predicament. Living by CRs is hurtful to our nation, but a government shutdown is far worse. How this plays out in the ensuing weeks is anyone's guess. In the meantime, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas to boot. Your Congress won't be the Grinch this time around. And for a Happy New Year, well, we'll just see about that. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.